The globe. As thunder struck and the rain hammered, Jess stomped down the street to the local school. She could hear the awful argument replaying in her head, so she clasped her eyes shut. As she approached the library, she realized that the doors were locked and the usually bright lights were dim and grey. Crossing her fingers and toes, Jess hoped that a window was unlocked, and as she crept around the corner, she found that a window was left open. As she hopped inside, she found that the library was bigger than she remembered. Jess decided to go over to a golden antique globe and spin it. As it spun, Jess realized that she was no longer in the library, but on a glorious warm beach. Looking around in curiosity, she could hear the horrific screeching of seagulls, see jagged rough cliffs, and most extraordinarily, an abandoned rickety pirate ship. As the sun gleamed down, Jess scrambled up the pirate ship. It was so tall that she could see for miles. When she turned around, she immediately spotted a baby turtle shivering on the deck. Jess ran over and cupped the baby turtle in her hands, then whispered, "It's all right," in a calm voice. Suddenly, the ship began to shake and the fragmented grimy floorboards began to crack and fall. Surprisingly, out of the floorboards, undead pirates emerged. The captain wore a large pointy hat, a black suit with golden buttons, and settled on his shoulder was a bird, but not any old bird. This bird had no skin, no feathers, and flesh or tissue, all bone. Unexpectedly, the pirate held up his sharp silver cutlass and pointed it at Jess, then shrieked, "Attack!" As the pirates ran towards them, Jess opened the door to the lower deck, still carrying the baby turtle. As the pirates broke down the door, the baby turtle pointed to a glowing red ruby. Jess picked it up, and when the captain saw it, he snatched it out of Jess's hands. Then he held it up and shouted, "Huzzah!" Then he turned around and pushed through the crowd of staring and gaping pirates. Then one by one they followed him, and they suddenly and mysteriously disappeared. Coming out of the lower deck, Jess realized that the baby turtle wanted to go. So Jess kneeled down on the side of the ship, which faced the ocean, and giving the baby turtle a kiss on the head, dropped it into the ocean. She then stood up and jumped off the pirate ship and onto the soft, velvety sand. But when she touched it, she immediately found herself back in the library. Jess sprinted to the open window and hopped out. She ran down the street in the once stormy weather, but now sunny weather with a rainbow in the sky, and opened the door to her house. Then when she was in, she gave her mum a huge, huge hug. The end.